I was terrified. I never expected it in Port Harcourt. That was being naive. I know everybody would say that because the Nigerian economy is run between Lagos and Port Harcourt. So if anything happened in Lagos, you're sure going to see it in Port Harcourt. And before it happened in Port Harcourt, we had started preparing. I had just released about 350 million naira.
So you immediately released money before it came to your state. Because you were aware that
I was suspecting it would come.
Right.
And then my commissioner for health had gone to Atlanta, had made the arrangement with some groups to come and train our doctors and medical personnel on how to manage Ebola. And then placed order for PPEs, that's the personal protection equipment. And we placed order for 25,000.
Were you doing this on advice or out of your own initiative?
Out of my initiative.
And this was how long before outbreak?
Two or 3 weeks before the outbreak. Because it had broken out in Lagos and I was scared, I must say that, but as a leader, you really have to show, you have to give leadership. And I was always calling the governor of Lagos, I'm making jokes that Ebola is in Lagos, it will never get to Port Harcourt. And he was saying, wait and see, you better prepare in case it comes. But by then, he didn't know had placed this order. So while they were preparing, the people who came from Atlanta to train our doctors were already in town when the news broke.
So you sprang into action immediately you heard it was in Lagos.
Immediately.
But you say you were scared. What was scary?
You, BBC, CNN and all that had created the impression that the moment you get Ebola, you're going to die. The impression then was 90% death rate. I was scared. And what scared me the most was, by the time it broke out in Port Harcourt, I was on a tour of Port Harcourt City. And I had over 500 handshakes without any sanitizer.
So I felt personally at risk.
I was at risk.
Wow.
But then, whether I was at risk or not, was immaterial. What was material was I needed to give leadership to make sure that not too many persons would contract Ebola and that we did not lose too many persons. Out of all those who contracted Ebola in River State, only two died.
How many people contracted?
Over 500 to 600 persons had contact with those who had contact with the principal agent. What happened was that a gentleman, a diplomat, had contact with the principal who brought it to Lagos, Patrick Sawyer. The guy who had that contact with Patrick Sawyer now had a telephone conversation with a doctor in Port Harcourt who claimed to know how to cure Ebola. So he escaped from Lagos quarantine.
This is the man who had the contact with Patrick Sawyer.
And came over to Port Harcourt to see the doctor. The doctor took him to a hotel, booked a hotel for him with all sorts of equipment to treat him. And unfortunately for the doctor, he contracted Ebola from the gentleman. The guy's immunity was strong enough to keep him away from death from Ebola. Because you see, one thing how to manage Ebola is you must ensure that they are rehydrated regularly, they are fed properly. If the symptoms present, you treat the symptoms. If they survive for 21 days, Ebola will die. And that's how we manage it. So when the guy came, he then left back to Lagos, after 5 days. And they asked him, were you in Port Harcourt? He said, no, he wasn't in Port Harcourt. So for 3 weeks, Port Harcourt was exposed to Ebola. When we got to know about it and we started contact tracing, we discovered that within that 3 weeks, the doctor had contracted Ebola and had died without telling anybody he had treated an Ebola patient. When he got to the hospital where a doctor took charge, he did not tell the doctor that was treating him that he was an Ebola patient or that he had contact with an Ebola patient. So the doctor was also treating him for diarrhea and all sorts of symptoms. And then he died. But before he died, the doctor had taken his blood for possible investigation. So when we took the blood to Lagos, we discovered it was Ebola positive.
All of those things sound terrifying because you have an agent that you don't know. You don't know the context.
Let me tell you what is even more dangerous is the fact that the gentleman had a child christening ceremony within that period. So people came, his church, he went to church, they prayed for him, they placed hand on him, his wife and kid and everybody. People were just celebrating without knowing that they were making a contact with an Ebola patient.
And was the person sick then?
No, I don't think he was sick then. Within that period, he died. The wife didn't tell anybody. People from his village came and again cried, the African way of mourning. All that. And at the end of the day, we had over 500 persons to bring in under quarantine.
So in your case, actually, it was almost directly the opposite to what happened in Lagos.
Lagos, yes.
You didn't know.
We didn't know about it for 3 weeks.
There were so many factors that compounded it.
That worried me as the governor of the state. But I think our response, and again, like a typical Africa, the God's response to it too, was immediate. We quickly took action. Luckily, by then, our PPEs had arrived. The doctors who had come from Atlanta to train our doctors were already on course when it happened, so we were prepared. And coupled with the fact that we released some funds, the IOCs, that's the oil companies, also assisted in bringing funds. Not funds, really. They brought in materials that we needed. We needed ambulances. They donated ambulances, ambulance vehicles. We needed cars. The River State government bought about 80 to 100 cars because contact tracing means you go to everywhere. Anybody that say this man had contact or this man was at that child christening ceremony, we need to bring him in. Towards the end of the second to third week, we brought in over 80 persons into one guest house to make sure that they never left because we were scared that these were the primary agents and they may break down with this. Anyone that broke down, we took the person to an isolation hospital and we treated the symptoms, headache, fever, diarrhea, and all that, and most of them survived.
So are you relaxed now? You think?
No, I'm not. I've already started a light publicity, light meant in River State to say, it is dangerous to keep away your sanitizer. It is dangerous to keep away your hands from being washed regularly. It is dangerous to feel ill and not report because we are approaching December when Nigerians will return from Liberia, from Sierra Leone, and from Guinea. So it is not that Ebola has been eliminated. We have only contained Ebola, and we need to be vigilant.
So you're confident that the next time it breaks out, you'll be prepared?
We are, by God's grace, we are.